Blog Talk Radio.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
Turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speaker scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. You know who I'm rocking with is Eva Mary Kay. See, I turn on her station, man, I listen every day. She's different, not the same, that's why people know her name. And when she pumps that volume, everybody goes insane. Calling any station, if y'all hear me. There's no competition in any city. He got a girl that's cool with the guys. Eva Mary Kay, she's smooth like a ride. She's guaranteed to play high records every time. So turn it up, turn it up, turn the volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Come on, everybody, time to turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, till your speaker scream. Leave a Mary Kay about to satisfy your dream. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up. Turn it up, turn it up, turn your volumes up.
What's up, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. I'm live in the building with my co-host, Future Guru 100. And y'all know what time it is. It's time to feed the wolves, baby, Diva edition. And this is where we get the hip-hop history going on for the youth, man. We got an exciting show tonight. We're going to have a soft Southpaw the Dawn situation going on. He's going to be calling in a little bit. We definitely going to be playing some hot bangers from him. We also going to have some Money Mo and Five Alive is going to be on one of the hot bangers that we're going to be playing tonight because we feed in the wolves. And just a public announcement to the ladies, what's the point of having the dog when you can upgrade and get you a wolf, man? Yo, we getting it in tonight. It's definitely hip-hop history night. We definitely going to be playing some throwbacks. And I'm going to be springing up questions on people about hip-hop history. I think it's so important that we do a show for hip-hop history and pay homage. And for those who just tuning in live, shout-out to the 908, the 818, the 973, the 616, and also to that online love in a live chat. Man, we got it going on. Shout-out to guest 6093, guest 6250, guest 6279. I see y'all. We live in the building. My co-host, Future Guru 100, what's going on, man?
Glad they tuning in live, man. I'm just so excited about the show. You know, it's gonna be a real experience. It's brand new, it's fresh. And you know, shout out to the whole Feed the Wolves movement, Bang Smurf.
Yeah.
We shouting out Money Mo, shouting out Mikey T the movie star, we shouting out Ferrari S, West Nile Get Bread, we shouting
Domination.
Out Maybach Dice, shouting out Domination, shouting out. Yeah, we got countless Maybach bills. We got countless others getting with this movement that's supporting Feed the Wolves. And a lot of people already on Twitter see that that we on to something right now with this movement. It's strictly business. So, you know, it's all about some great music that we got for y'all. Yeah.
Definitely got great music, yo. We got some great music. We got some great throwbacks from the old school, and we got some new school, too. We definitely going to have Southpaw the Dawn music rocking, man. Like, when I was listening to Southpaw, you know how I feel about the show. Y'all, the hip-hop history show is for real people doing real things, and I'm shout-out to Bangin' Smurf, man, for introducing me to people who on their grind, but they definitely care about the youth. Our youth is lost, so we do this, you know, for the youth to bring them back to hip-hop history and also for them to hear exactly what real music is. You know, to get into your craft, to know what it is to get into your craft, not necessarily looking around, looking forward. When I say it's going down today, we got this cut by Softpaw, the Dawn. It's a new cut. It's called No Hook. I like that one. When I listened to it, I was like, yeah, that's definitely something that I definitely want to play on the show, and I think the you can definitely benefit from it. You know, y'all make sure y'all tune in live with us, 347-850-1521. Call in at 347-850-1521 and check in with us on the live chat, live online. You can listen. Go
to
www. Yeah, Five Alive. What? Five Alive with another face in the crowd. Yeah, I see you.
Yeah,
I definitely see you.
Yeah, that's on point. That track right there is on point, too.
I'm going to play that tonight. It's definitely going down. We feed the world time, man. We feeding the wolves. That's definitely what it's about. What's the point of having a dog when you can get yourself a wolf? I'm upgrading for 2010-11. I'm getting me a wolf, man.
Yeah, I got to say one thing, that the website is www.feedthewolf.net. That's FeedDawolves.net. So you can catch up on the latest videos, and you can catch up on the latest downloads, and you can see the camp going hard. You can see music from all the cats we just mentioned that's really doing it, this music thing, taking it real serious like it should be. And as it should be, that's why we're serving it up right now, for real.
Mm-hmm. We definitely want to give a big shout-out to Jazzy from Jazzy Management, man. Jazzy just tuned in and said to also give a shout-out to the school youngsters on the business and on the hip-hop game. Like, yo, we definitely got to give it up for the youth, man, that's on their business game, that's going to school, taking care of their business, you know, and also that's doing their numbers in the hip-hop game. I'm really not it's a few cats out there that I'm feeling, you know, as far as the game. But as long as we pay homage, that's the most important thing, y'all, paying homage. You definitely got to pay homage. And a lot of us don't know our hip-hop history. It's a lot of grown folks that don't know their hip-hop history. So I'm going to give y'all a little bio about hip-hop history. Yo, hip-hop history, which is a culture or a lifestyle, it started in the late 60s. And the official, you know what, I ain't even going to give out the official birthday of hip-hop. I'm going to ask somebody else that. I'm going to ask somebody else later on the show. And if you know the official birthday of hip-hop history, you in the live chat or you want to call in at 347-850-1521, tell me what's the original birthday of hip-hop history. We all know that it started in the late 60s, but I want the birthday. Oh, wow. It's going down. Oh, hip-hop history was first introduced in the Bronx, located in New York, you know, by a Jamaican DJ. And his name was Clive Campbell, a.k.a. Kool Herc. And he was born in 1955 at Kingston, Jamaica. Hip-hop history and rap are two inseparable terms and are commonly used, you know, together. And a lot of people, a lot of our new school, all our youngsters that's listening now, we rap. You know, a lot of times we think rap is just music. You know, we think rap, when y'all hear rap, y'all think it's just music. No, the word rap was devised in 1960, y'all. It was from a slang word that basically meant conversation. Rap is speaking in rhythm. It's speaking in rhyme with style and generally along with beats. But the word rap was devised from the 1960s, and it's from a slang word that basically meant conversation. Back in the day, the old heads would say, you know, let me rap with you for a minute. Let's come over here and re-rap for a second. And, you know, we took it up a little further as the years went on, man. It's time to get that hip-hop history on. I told y'all that I'm not playing. I didn't come to this show to make it look safe. It's going to look good. We're going to keep it pretty.
I got to give a shout-out to Fresh South Queens. That's Fresh, SOUTHQNS. Man, he's just going in with the show right now. I just had to put that out there. He might even be listening. So, Fresh, if you're listening, that's my dude for Queens. I appreciate that love right now because he's going in real heavy. I'm telling you. He's going in heavy. And I appreciate that. That's love right there.
Calling in Jazzy, call in 347-850-1521. I'm going to get you live in the building real soon, about 15 minutes. I want you to call in Jazzy because Jazzy is a jewel dropper, man, and he definitely is from the era. And a lot of times we didn't know, a lot of y'all don't know. Okay, Jazzy, I hear you, but y'all don't know that hip-hop has two eras. Hip-hop was originated. Let me tell y'all something. Hip-hop music is funky, it's accomplished by vocal styles with popularity, known as rap along with rhythm, you know, back-breaking beats. Hip-hop was divided into two eras, which one of them being old school era. The old school era was from 1970 to 1985. And the other era was the golden age era, which is from 1985 to 1993. And let me just give you a little history about a couple of the heavy hitters that was in the game, and then we're going to go and we're going to get our guests online because Softball the Dawn is coming on tonight because he's getting our hip-hop history on too, and he's definitely a tribute to hip-hop history, and we definitely going to get it in. So let's get back to the old school era. Old school hip-hop was divided into two eras, y'all. You listen to me. Get your pen and paper. Hip-hop was divided into two eras. This is how it started. The old school era, which was from 1970 to 1985, that's when you had heavy hitters like African Bambaataa, Fab Five Freddy, the Fat Boys, Grandmaster Flash, Furious Five, Kool Kurt, Treacherous Three. These are the people that you definitely need to the names that you definitely need to research. If you call yourself out there artist, if you call yourself out there that you're doing hip-hop, you need to have these people in the arsenal. These should be your inspiration. We ain't even going to go to the golden era yet. We y'all ain't ready for that yet. Ready just yet, but we definitely about to get into some old-school music right now. I'm loving it. You call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And tell me, what's your favorite old school artist? That's what I want to hear from y'all. It's your girl, Diva Mary Kay. You're now tuned in live to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with co-host Future Groove 100 doing it big and everything he do. He is definitely the go-to guy. Calling at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521. And for the person who can tell me what's the original birthday of hip-hop, I got $25 for y'all. Let's go, man.
Party people, can y'all get funky?
Just get on down. Come play the game. Our world is free. Do what you want, but free.
We about to open up the hotline. I see everybody calling in and pulling in. It's only right for us to open up the hotline. 818-422. You're now live in the building to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. Co-host Future Guru 100, what's going on?
It's your boy Jazzy. I was driving. I couldn't, you know, we got that low out here. You can't talk and drive without your Bluetooth.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to commend you on, you know, there's so many radio shows, you know, promoting the beefs and artists talking about how many cars they got. This is what really counts, you know, educating people on the history of hip hop and where it started. And we need more shows like this, because this is, you know, showing them where it all started. And I just wanted to, you know, let you know I really appreciate you doing this.
Oh, no problem, Jazzy. This is how we going to get it in. Feed the Wolves. Feed the Wolves movement was in, and we large and about, and we're going to be doing this each and every Thursday, y'all. We doing the hip-hop history music right now, but next week we're going to be doing the hip-hop history graffiti. We're going to be paying homage to all the graffiti artists and playing throwbacks as well. So it's going to be more segments. Feed the Wolves is definitely feeding the youth. So I definitely appreciate you calling in and you know, just giving that up, man. This is what it's about. It's about the youth. We got to get our lost youth back. They gone. So we got to fight and get them back, man.
You're so right about that. And just, they need to hear that, because they seeing it wasn't about, you know, tearing somebody's head off and disrespecting women. You know, like Grandmaster Flash was telling stories and that a lot of these young, I mean, it didn't matter what region you was from, the South, East, or the West, we all relate to a lot of those stories that they was kicking. So, I mean, you keep up the good work. I support you 100%. And I'm way out here on the West, and we totally support you. So you keep up the good work. I mean, you and your crew, we got you.
Thank you, Jazzy. Just stay tuned in. We about to get another heavy hitter in the game, and he definitely deserved the respect. Soft Part of Dawn is live in the building with us, man. We definitely feeding the wolves up in here. Y'all better know. And when y'all see the man, respect that man and salute him, man.
Oh, man. That was a flow.
I feel, hey, I'm blushing. I got the round of applause, man. I'm feeling that. What's good with everybody?
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. South Part is Gone is live in the building on Feed the Wolves Diva Edition. We're getting the hip-hop history going down right now. And y'all already know, favorite co-host, Future Guru 100 in the building, man. What's up, South Part is Gone? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I had the worst day of my life today, but you know what? It feels good to be on the radio show. It feels good to talk to some people. It feels good to get back to the roots of some hip-hop, and I'm all ready. You know, tonight's going to be a good night.
Yeah, we're glad we can make it better for you, man. We're glad we can make it a little better for you, man. And that's what this family thing is all about. You know, people out there putting the FDW up, you know, they can see that it's family. They're not really just putting FDW up without realizing that it's family, like. So, I mean, that's first and foremost. So we're glad to be able to be right here for that situation that you're talking about, man. So,
hey, man, that's all good, man. You know, I'll tell you this much. I ain't gonna get into too much information and give the world much, but, man, when you're standing in front of a jury of your peers, they sure don't look like your peers, and they about as dumb as hell if they can't get out of jury duty and then have your fucking, oh, my bad, cussing on the line, and have your fate in their hands. Let's just put it that way.
I was just about to say that, did you hear my prayer? Because I prayed for you.
You saw that tweet?
I saw that tweet as soon as
it
came up.
I didn't see it yet, but I appreciate it, man.
You're going to get a lot more. You're going to just know this hip-hop history is just one of the shows that I do, but you definitely, if you get a prayer from me, definitely know God is going to answer it. We are so happy.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, we definitely happy to have
all
the
struggles for a reason. There's reasons you go through things in life. There's reason that things pound you down to the ground. There's reasons that you get beat down on a constant daily basis, and it's all to make you stronger. It's all to see if you got what it really takes to make it as far as you really want to make it, because God wants to do things with people that he feels other people can't. So you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Be strong, you know, follow your dreams. If I had to say anything to the kids, I'd say never let anybody tell you you can't do something. I've been doing this for 15 years, and you know what? Finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. So follow your dreams. Stay out of trouble. Stay out of the courtroom. You know what I mean? I made a mistake. Don't make that mistake yourself. And just, you know, follow your heart. Follow the think with your brain. You know what I'm saying?
And that's definitely what's up. Think with your brain and don't put your heart on your sleeve. And for those friends out there that the youth got, you know, a lot of us run around in our youth, we think we got friends. That's my homie. That's my roadie. But it's not until, you know, the troubles of life come that you realize that every man is for himself. You know what I'm saying? If you're going to be a leader, babies, to my youth. Y'all leaders, y'all born leaders.
That song I just sent you, man, you just put that song into like one sentence. I mean, really, when it comes down to life, the only person you can trust is really standing in the mirror. There's a lot of families, a lot of people out here. Fortunately, I've been blessed with the fact that I came upon the Feed the Wolves family, and every single person that I've met in this journey is a real, true-ass person who is about what they say, and everybody's got loyalty. Loyalty is the number one key to all of this. Because without loyalty, it all falls apart. And all these people are very loyal people, and I can see that.
And that's definitely what it's about. We definitely a family, you know. And I was saying to the ladies, upgrade yourself. What's the point of getting a dog when you can get a wolf, man? Come on now,
right?
Feed the wolves out here. You got to be, but you got to be a warrior if you're going to be a wolf. So be clear.
See, the dog's bark is bigger than its bite, but the wolf's bite is bigger than its bark. You know what I'm saying?
That's definitely right. And speaking of talking about being a warrior, I got some hot music from you with Money Mo and Five Alive, and we're going to play that in a few seconds. But how did that come about? Like, this go hard right here. How did it come about? And, you know, I want to know, how was the energy? How was the energy?
I mean, I'll tell you, man, the way I make music,
man.
The way I make music, it could be anywhere. I could be standing anywhere. I get this feeling because I like to make music that pulls and touches emotions inside of people. I don't like to make normal music, you know what I'm saying, where, yeah, how cool, it's a good beat. He says something nice right there. But I like to really pull emotions out of people. So when they're listening to a song, they're not just listening to a song. They're listening to a movie. They just don't have the view yet. But I'll give that to them soon. So when I wrote that track, I was in my car, and, you know, I was feeling a certain way, and I had this beat, and the warrior hook was already laid down. I was feeling it, and I got the first four lines, went home, and just sat in the booth, and I never really write anything down. Sat in the booth and just four-barred it, you know what I'm saying, freestyling pieces in, like, don't like, yeah, you know, and then I shouted out to Money Mo and Five Live, and they killed it, and it was a wrap after that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we definitely going to get into that. Go ahead.
Yeah. And if you got time, I'd love for you to play that no-hook joint.
We going to play no-hook. Oh, then we saving the best for last, baby. That's coming because I actually had it since Wednesday. I have this thing with, you know, I have to have the music 48 hours before time. That's just the professional in me. I just have to.
You got to shout out Ricky Red for getting it. Ricky Red is my homie, man. You don't understand. Me and Ricky, four and a half years in, and you know what I'm saying? Me and him, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? He anything I do to music, anything else, that's all Red. You know what I'm saying? Shit, half my tweets are Red, except if I'm retweeting shit from my personal account. Sometimes he goes in there, he's like, you ain't promoting enough, so I'm going to do it for you. That man's hard working. He's grinding on a daily basis. And, you know, that when I talk about family, Feed the Wolves, and family and loyalty, he's somebody that everybody should strive to be because he's as loyal as it comes. And shout out to my boy, the pharmacist, up in Beemore. All my Feed the Wolves fam knows who I love. I love all y'all. I don't even have to say your names. I mean, we've said them 100 times. Everybody knows all our names because we're getting big. But, you know, much love to everybody. And thank you for letting me call in. If you want me to stay on the line, you just let me know.
Oh, yeah.
And,
stay with us. You're going to be with us. We ain't letting you go. You not going nowhere. We feeding the wolves, baby.
You just tell me. I'll either sit on the line or I'll hang up, call back. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm tuned in.
That's definitely what it is. All right, fool. We definitely feeding the world. This is a Diva Mary Kay. I'm your host, Diva Mary Kay. We about to get into this fly music, this joint called I'm a Warrior. It's about Softwater Dawn featuring Money Mo at 5 Alive. After we come back, we're going to go to the hotline, 347-531. I see you. Let's go, y'all.
Yeah. Okay. Softwater Dawn. Yeah. Feed the wolves.
All right.
Let's go. Come on.
Driving his eyes.
So much passion, masked by the anger in his veins. If you can feel it, you see that it's not a joke or a game. So many doubted the chance of him ever making a name, let alone ever being successful in the game. When life's punched him, he kicked him and thrown him down to the ground. And he ain't never giving up, so what's the point of it now? And we collect all of the bruises, all of the broken bones, and all of the heartbreak and rolls it up into one. And chews it up and swaddles it and spits it back at the world. Whenever anyone ever tries to doubt, he's a warrior.
So bright, I fly high in the winter, and the rocks are wet on my wrist, and it's colder than December. I'm trying to bring her home like a motherfucking championship. I never speak for itself, I'm not the one to bang with. My mental anguish got me really going hard. I love life, so I live it like it's no tomorrow. I'm a warrior, man, I'm a grinder too. From 88 to 2010, that's what grinders do. Fuck the cops, they body belt, and I'm a dude. I'm a warrior, nigga, I'm right behind you.
In the morning, put my sneakers on and chase bucks. Money more, I'm famous. I'm the shit about the anus. Got the pain and dedication for the music, can't explain it. My life's looking right, but it's feeling like a movie though. Been to hell with less because the shit ain't have a studio. Money more, you should know. Never stop, cruise control. TikTok flow, self-destruct, watch the boost explode.
I'm definitely feeling the hook. I definitely want to get y'all feedback about that cut right there. Call in at 347-850-1521, 347-850-1521, and give us your opinion about that. It's already a hot banger. I threw the question out earlier today. For those who are just tuning in, you're now tuning in live to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with co-host Future Guru 100, and we getting that hip-hop history going on. We about to play some throwbacks in a little bit. We got Softwater Dawn in the building, and that was him with 5 Alive and Money Mo, I'm a Warrior. And I put the question out in the live chat room, Future Guru 100. I said, what's good, chat fam? What is hip-hop birth, hip-hop's B-Day? And they still quiet right now. But shout-out to
yeah.
N24.
You better get online and go look it up.
You better look it up. Look it up. Know your hip-hop history. Your kids is coming behind these waka flockers. Know your hip-hop history. Help them out. Shout out to guest 6250, yeah, guest 6326, guest 6473, guest 6777, and guest 7080. I see all y'all live in the building, man. We about to go to the hotline because they've been patiently waiting. Yo, you live in the building, 347-531. How you doing?
What's good? What's good?
How you doing? What's up?
Ain't shit, this Money Mo, man.
Money Mo.
What's good, future girl? What's poppin', Diva Spot? You already know what it is, man. Feed the Wolves,
know,
yeah.
Man. Yeah, I appreciate you, you calling in, man. We should just let them know about Feed the Wolves Radio on Sunday nights, you know, and this is the host of the situation on Sunday nights, and, you know, we're just glad to be on Thursdays and Sundays now, so we appreciate the big shot host of Feed the Wolves, the original Feed the Wolves Radio, Sunday night.
That's right.
Calling in right now.
The man
we
paying
homage right now. He on his grind. You already
yeah,
right.
Man.
That's right. That's a round of applause, man. You live in the building.
Much love. That's right.
What up, OG?
And Money Mo, I know who you is. Guess what? You was one of the second. You and Five Alive was one of the second artists on my second show. How about that?
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, that's popping.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. I've been following you, baby. Yeah, I listen to the music. We just not on. How about that? I'm feeding the wolves on the West Coast.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Feed the Wolves, we international. That's everywhere. Shout out to all the supporters, man, too. That's really showing love on Twitter, Facebook,
yeah.
And everywhere else, and definitely getting the downloads up, man. They definitely listening to it, and we trying to get this movement going and going and going. We're gonna keep it moving, and you know, we feeding the street. We're not only feeding the wolves, man. We feeding the youth, man. Everybody feeding
right.
Everything. Green
right,
light, the green light on everything for us.
Word up. Shout out to Domination, for real. Domination_FDW. He on the Twitter right now, so y'all better recognize, man. Everybody
shout out
on
to Damo. Shout
That's
out to
right.
Damo, the homie. The homie Bangham Smurf, you know, he definitely doing his thing. He grinding hard and starting these businesses, as we should say, and getting this movement really, really going how it's supposed to go. So shout out to all the haters, too, man. Shout out to the haters, too, because without y'all,
yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't give us the, I should say, like, you know, the manpower to take control of what we're taking over right now. But not
wow.
only am I shouting out the haters, man. Shout out to the haters' parents because y'all made them. You know,
yeah.
That's how that goes.
Money Mo, what are you, speaking of parents, what do you feel the youth is missing right now? Like, me personally, I feel like our youth is lost. And when I say youth, I'm talking about the 90s babies and up. What do you feel like, what happened with them?
They missing knowledge, man. That's the
mm-hmm.
main key. Like, it's not... There's not too much knowledge out no more. It's basically everything is ran by, you know, technology. They got it twisted. And they don't know how it used to be back in the days. I mean, I'm young myself. I'm only 22. But
mm-hmm.
I stay around OGs, you know what I mean? They always school me and give me knowledge. And that's what a lot of youth is missing these days is knowledge because they kind of confused and not having the right path. And they get glamored by TV and what they see and what they think is supposed to be and how it's supposed to be. It doesn't really work like that. So, like I said to the youth, open up your mind, be more open-minded, and get some knowledge, and don't be hard-headed, man. It's always good to take in information without always
mm-hmm.
giving it out, you know?
Right. And I want to just pick up on that, what he said, because when I was speaking to Southpaw's manager, Ricky Red, that's the feeling that I got that, you know, he's like a cat that's really standing behind my man, and he's seasoned in the game. You got to have people around you that's seasoned in the game. So, you know, I just
mm-hmm.
want to give a shout-out to my man, Ricky Red, because that's the impression I got on him after I got off the phone with him. You know, he's a good dude. Southpaw is a good dude. You know, and that's why we're supporting him tonight. And, you know, we definitely appreciate all the love that everybody's showing right now. For real, it's like global right now. You already shout-out Go Robert 1987 on Twitter. That's the UK connect. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting it.
Yeah, shout out to China too, man. Everywhere, Africa, Sydney, Australia.
Yeah.
Like, it's wolves everywhere, man. It's wolves.
Yeah.
You would never know who a wolf. You got wolves that janitors. You know what I'm saying? Like, people have different occupations, so you know we keep it like that, and we run the streets, and you never know who. You mean your uncle might be a Feed the Wolf member? You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
so shout out to everybody that's making this movement. You know what I mean? Possible. Then big up to Southport of Dawn, bro, Southport of Dawn, Ricky Red, A. Hughes, Mikey T, the movie star. And especially my nigga Future Guru, he's definitely doing his thing. Go Robert, Dion, everybody, man, all the promoters showing their love and Diva spot, yeah, you know.
Hey, you already know what it is. We definitely wanted to link up with some real dudes, you know, in a real movement doing real things. It's a lot of research, and this industry is real, real shady. So, you know, the most important thing for us and for me is to network with real people doing real things, doing real music, got real talk. They ain't just coming in like, yeah, I'm over here, I'm doing it big or whatever the case may be, because if I can't Google you, you're not doing anything. And after I Google you, if I can't Google you and nothing comes up, you're not doing anything. It's sad that people out there, you know, saying I'm doing it big, got my hair done, nails done, everything done, and I go to Google you. Oh, Diva Pause. If you say that you're a CEO and you on Twitter or whatever and I click on your website and it's inactive, that is not sexy. That's horrible. How lazy can you be not to check a link? And before you, all you promoters, come on now. I'm going to say this here. I just want to put this out because a lot of people holler at me, promotion, old bodies, tickets, or whatever the case may be. If I spend $30 for a ticket or an event and I get $10 of fun, it's a problem. Y'all leaving out the customer service of things. And if I'm spending $30 for an event, can you offer a drink with that and some customer service? I come there, it's five people in there. I spend $30 to chill with five people tonight. That's not sexy. That's not cool, y'all.
Well,
I'm getting you. Money Ma got a question because you know it's hip-hop history.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a question for you.
Now, what is that question?
I put the question out, and I'm trying to see if anybody knows it yet. Money Mo, what is the official birthday of hip hop?
The official birthday of hip hop. November 12th, 1974.
I'm very, very proud of you. He got that right. The official birthday for my youth listening. The official birthday of hip hop is November 12th, 1974. Hip hop started in the late 60s, but the official birthday of hip hop is November 12, 1974. It's very important for our youth to notice. And hip hop music was first introduced in the Bronx, located in New York, y'all. For the youth who don't know, this is your history. You learning something right now. It was first introduced in the Bronx, in New York, by a Jamaican DJ by the name of Clive Campbell, a.k.a. Kool Herc, and we're going to play some music from him in a minute. But y'all need to, all my youth listening right now, Google and look up Kool Herc. That's K-O-O-L-H-E-R-C. That's K-O-O-L-H-E-R-C. Look him up and definitely do your research on him. It's very important. Now, all my new artists, all my youth that's out there listening, I want y'all to get this because we taking y'all back, man. It's so important. We're about to get into some more music, but hold on. Before I go anywhere, this person been waiting patiently on the line. Let's open up the line. 347-386, you live on the line. What's going on?
What's good, man? Five, what's up? What's up?
Five Alive, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm good, man. There's more on the line?
Yes, more on the line, man.
Southpaw.
Southpaw
on the line.
That sounds good, y'all. Good, man.
Yeah. So
I'm chilling right now. Yeah, I'm chilling right now, man. I just want to shout all the supporters, I mean, for the team and all that, man. Shout out the family, Feed the Wolves, man. We grinding heavy right now, you know what I mean? Shout out to y'all, man. Salute to y'all, Future Guru, you know, Diva, Mary Kay, you know. So, yeah, y'all on your grind as well. I mean, also want to shout out the listeners, you know, for my new promo track. You know what I mean? I'm at 14,000 plays right now, so, you know.
That sounds good to me. That's what sounds real good to me, man. Definitely appreciate
it. We just grinding right now, man. We just got to keep moving forward, you know?
Yeah, I'm glad my Wolves is calling in to support my dude Southpaw right now. That's what I'm saying. It's showing them mad love. This is how I thought it should be right here. you know, like this family situation is real serious, you know, so cats is, you know, really paying attention. I know they paying attention, man, so
yeah.
Keep grinding, man.
South Paul on the line. We hear you live, South Paul. Can you hear us?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. I mean, if we all just did a track together, so I figured if two of the three was on the line, I had to call back in so we could, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
South Paul back in.
Definitely want to give a shout-out.
Money Moe was good, bye.
Was good, bye.
Not much, bye. I'm chilling. I'm trying to drink my frustrations of the day away a little bit. I'm over here just chilling. I got my game day, you know, cracking them open.
Okay.
I'm not trying to teach the youth to drink. I'm just, you know, it's been a rough day. It's only been three beers. Calm down, children.
Oh, man.
Not y'all children, the children listening. Yeah, I ain't talking, I would never disrespect my family like that, but. But yeah, man, it's a good look. We got a good look going on right now. Feed the Wolves the movement is seriously sick right now. The movement, it's so strong. I feel like I got the tide behind me, you know what I'm saying? I'm just floating in on a boogie board. This shit is ridiculous. The way things are coming about, the way we're coming together, it's like Voltron, you know what I'm saying? Everybody plays a part, you know what I mean? Serious shout out to Bangham, you know what I'm saying? Because that's the boss, you know what I'm saying? Bangham, he's a smart dude, and he's a loyal dude. And like I said in my last call in, I'm loyal to all of y'all. I hope y'all know that. I hope y'all are loyal to me. And, you know, it's been a short time we've known all of each other, but you know how you know you can really, really count on people is when in a short amount of time you get to know people and you just know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are the people I'm gonna do business with.
So I'm gonna tell us about some of the events that you got going on, the next performance that you're about to do, because this is for all those who are listening, you can actually demand South Florida the Dawn to come to your area. All you gotta do is go to eventful.com/performers/SouthPaulTheDawn, and they have a link there where you can put demand on there, and he'll see that you want him to come to your city. So what's coming next? Where you gonna be at next?
That, and on top of that, don't hesitate to email RickyRedNYVA@yahoo.com for any requests to come to your town, too. But the next thing I got coming up, I've been hibernating for a while. I've been in the studio.
Okay.
I've been putting away tracks like you wouldn't believe, like stacking bundles under my bed. You know what I mean? Like So I've been focused seriously inside the studio so much, I got stuff coming up. And it's mostly about taking over Florida. I'm about to hit at least 5-6 clubs throughout Florida. I'm not going to announce anything right now. It's all TBA.
Okay.
But there is a tour in the works. And the reason I've been hibernating is to make sure that when this hits the stage for the next time. I mean, when I came here, you gotta remember, I've only been here 3 years. But you know what? In the 3 years I've been here, there's not a single person out here who makes rap music that doesn't know who I am. I got a van still driving around with my old busted-ass manager. I hope you're listening, Billy Wiz, you dumb. I'm going to cut myself off right there. He did a shady, but guess what? This man wrapped a van with my face and my name on it, and he's been driving around for a year and a half now with it still wrapped because he don't got the money to get it rewrapped. That's free promo. Everybody out here knows who I am. And I'm not trying to toot my own horn or pot. Let me humble myself for a second. But what I'm saying is I'm grinding out here, and my next move is to take over this state. Y'all are up there taking over New York, and you got West Coast over there? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, I'm over here in Seattle, Washington. Oh, yeah.
All right, you got West Coast. We got the East Side. It's all good because I come from the Virginia, D.C. area, so my people back home, they already got me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we got down, we got the farthest down, we got the middle, and we got the top. And then we got you out west. So Feed the Wolves is a movement. It's moving. It's serious. Everybody needs to know that. I talk too much.
That's what's up. It's on farthest home. Just go in there. I ain't even mad at you. I got a question. What are some of the things that you had to sacrifice, you know, as far as with your music and your
when
community?
It comes to music, I've sacrificed everything. I mean, like, I never went to college. I was so into music and had the love for it, like, from the deepest part of my soul, that I could never get away from the dream. There was nothing that I could. I've been following this dream for so long. If you listen to the mixtape, the intro, all that, you can hear all the pain, all the suffering, all the struggles that I've had to go through to maintain this dream. But, you know, I come from a good father and mother who, you know what, you would think that they would be like, you want to rap? What are you talking about? You know what I mean? But they're like, "What? In the end, you'll have no regrets. Go for it. We believe in you." And that in itself means so much. So, I mean, I can't even explain it. It's just I've sacrificed everything from going to school. I should have gone to school years ago, maybe said, "Oh, this music ain't going to work. You know, it can never happen," but I could never let it go. I could never say music isn't going to be in my life, because even 10 years from now, I'm still not on top of the game. I'm talking on top of some Drake shit. I'm still going to be making music because I love it. And that's when I was getting back to what I was saying to the youth, which is do what you love. Because I'm going to quote my father right now and say, if you love what you do for a living, you'll never work a day in your life.
And you're definitely right about that. You're definitely right. For all the parents that are listening to right now, y'all needed to hear that. They supported him. We got to support our kids, especially because we can't really push our dreams on our kids. You know, you had your dream. You had your time. It's over. But if your child is definitely into something and they believe in it, because it's very hard to get the youth out here to stay committed to anything. So if you have a child right now that's committed to acting, singing, dancing, rapping, science, English, no matter what it is, it's a support factor, because look where your child can be at real soon. Because
the goal is don't judge them for what they want to do. The goal is don't judge them for what they want to do. It's more like take the passion you had for what you wanted to do and teach them the passion that you had for what you wanted to do. Don't force them to do what you wanted to do. Let them do what they do. Just give them the passion and the support.
That's definitely what's up. We just basically telling out there these kids to reach for the stars, and we got a hot banger right here from Softball to Dawn called Reaching for the Stars, man. It's your girl Diva Mary Kay. Let's feed the wolves, Diva Edition, with Coho Future Guru 100. Let them kids reach for the stars, and let's go.
If I said I'd never thought about quitting, I'd be lying. But somewhere along the road, I turned tragedy to triumph. I hit the roadblocks and used music as a detour. But Lord, please tell me what I'm here for. Come on.
Lord, please tell me why I'm here, cause I don't know. Keep reaching for the stars, but they seem so far, so far away, so far away.
I feel the wind. My wings like my soul finally caught flight, staring at the throne like I owned it in a past life. Now I'm about to get it, yeah, I'm that nice. Hope you hear me loud and clear, cause I don't ever ask twice. Cause I done seen the fire and rain, the pain come with it. And if I die tomorrow, ready, keep the dream living. That's why I keep the catalog, thick as one piece. So when I'm gone, my wolf pack still has means to eat. Until then, I live each day like it's my last one. If they ain't hearing me, I hit them close caps. Gunning for the top and I won't stop cause it's my passion. Waving at these rappers mad as fuck, I'm flying past them. I pay my dues, don't ever question my position here. And if you ever say my name, let's make one thing clear. It better be in a form of paying me homage, cause I promise I'll be bombing till I kill you and your whole career. I never been the type to start something I can't finish. Too proud to take it now, so I just stay winning. And every day that I'm alive is like a gift given. I'm trying to live, question is who's coming with me, cause I ain't settling for nothing from this moment on. I put the past behind me, now it's time to move on. Spent my whole life searching for my star, so I'm asking, dear Lord, please tell me what I'm here for.
Lord, please tell me why I'm here, cause I don't know. Keep reaching for the stars, but they seem so far, so far away, so far away.
Lord, please tell me why I'm here, cause I don't know.
But it seems so far, so far away, so far away.
I felt this way before, so
flow alone is so fragile. People say you're not supposed to show it as an adult. Kept it to myself when I was young, look how that turned out. So pardon me as I become a man and finally purge now. Cause I accept myself for who I am, including flaws. All the things I've done, whether intentions were for right or wrong. I'm not perfect, no one in this world is. But never in your life try to judge me by the surface. You don't have a clue what I've been through to find a purpose. The only words that you can judge me by are in these verses. I live shit your two cents can't purchase. I've seen the world for what it's worth, and most of it is worthless. But still I stay a dream, I'm hoping for a better day. I give it all I got, I want it in the worst way. The truth is I may never see the limelight, but every night I go to sleep I see my star and I say,
oh, please tell me why I'm here, cause I don't know. Keep reaching for the stars, but they seem so far.
Hook my mic up, make the bass come out so clear. Please. I'm asking you, KB. KB. KB.
What?
Ready?
That was crazy.
When fresh beats and rhymes collide, the result is a hop and a fast voice. Fast to get ready for this, we give it up, no slack. You get it, the fast boys are back. And cool on. If a human being pops one time in your mind. Amazing to the eye, devastating to the ear.
About that old school,
Knocked
man. I just kind of threw that right in there. It was a lot of people was like, "What? What is that? What is that?" Know your hip hop history. That was a Fat Boy Sticker, man. That's when back in the day we talk about hip hop history, man. When it was all really on talent, when people was multi talented, when the beats didn't just do everything, when you couldn't auto-tune stuff, and I ain't mad at the auto-tunes and what's going on, but we taking it back to hip-hop history. This is definitely for the youth, man. A lot of people didn't even know what that was. They was confused, like, what is they playing? Y'all know who this is right here?
All right, check it out. What we're trying to find out tonight is, who rocked the party better, the ladies or the fellas? And it's going to hold up like this. Hey, yo, now do the ladies rock the party better?
Oh, man,
DJ
I love
cool.
What I do.
DJ Cool right there.
Exactly. That was DJ Cool, man. The Body Rock, man. What y'all know about that? You're now tuned in live to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition, man. We just played that hot track by Soft Paw the Dog, man. Like, reaching for the stars. And this is what we encourage in our youth on a day is reach for the stars, man. That's exactly what it's all about. We educating them on today. It's too much you know, we're not really believing in our youth how we supposed to. And then, you know, when they do come up with something that they committed to, we just knock them down, man. Future you 100, I'm going to let you take the wheel. I'm going to get on the passenger seat right about now.
Yeah, man, I got definitely a question for Southpaw, man, you know, since he out there on his grind and, you know, locking in. I just, you know, want to, you know, ask him, you know, about the producers that he's working with, you know, and some. And first of all, I want to give a shout out to you for, you know, that YouTube video you did on I'm a Warrior. You know, I was appreciating that you put my name in the credits right there, man. That's showing a whole lot of love, man. And you know, I was really liking that beat on I'm a Warrior too. So I just want to let you shout out some of the producers you're working with right now out there, you know, out there in Florida, and the tracks you're getting right now, what you're really feeling right now.
Yeah, Southpaw the Don, we're going to get him back on the line.
He's still on the line?
Oh,
I thought he was still on the line.
No, we're going to get him back on the line. He definitely here. He definitely going to be calling back in so we can get all that good information that he definitely got there. But it's definitely Feed the Wolves, man. Y'all got to know what it is. If we feeding the youth, there he is. Look,
right, now, yeah.
Right on time.
Yo.
Oh, okay.
Yo,
Southpaw
is on the line.
Yeah, Southpaw
is
on.
We're going to
get him back on the line.
I'm on the line. Yeah, Southpaw. You hear me?
Yeah, I can definitely hear you. I was just asking you about some of the producers you out there working with right now, man. You know,
there's a lot of producers I work with, but right now, my main producers that I'm working with right now, my man, the pharmacist, he's up in Baltimore. He's about to be moving back down here to the FLA. He's definitely got some ill stuff going on, and I'm really feeling this track. I got a single that's going to be coming out made by him that's like serious.
Yeah.
Some other producers that I love to work with, Jay World. He's up there in New York. Jay World, man, the specialist. He throws it down, and I mean, I really mess with Cinema Beats. Any of the dudes from Vibe Beats, I mess with them big time. But mainly right now, my big focus is my in-house producers, which is going to be the pharmacist up in B-More. And I think we just locked on some more Feed the Wolves producers that I'm going to put y'all in with. Red's got to call in. Red, can you call in right now real quick so we can verify this information? It's either Beat Stars or Beat. I forgot. They sent me a CD full of some ill beats. I'm talking ill beats. And these dudes are about to be fam. They're about to be fam. If Red can call in and tell me exactly who I'm talking about right now, I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but you know, I told you how my day went. We already spoke about that.
Red, when you call in, Hey, Red, when you call
Red's
in,
Red's
going to
be
sure
calling
you,
from 347-401, and I'm not going to say the rest.
Yeah,
but,
this is the right thing.
It'll be 347-601.
Okay. We got another in-house producer for Feed the Wolves to shout out, too. We got to shout out the whole fam tonight. So we're going to give a shout out to West Nile Get Bread on the Twitter, WESNILEGET Get Bread.
Get
at him for
West Nile, man, he's got some ill shit, too.
We got to give a shout out to him. This family right here, man.
I'm doing pretty good tonight.
Make sure you tell those producers.
I make music. I don't do interviews, man. I don't know.
Well, you at home, Southpaw the Don. This ain't an interview. We kicking it right now. We making sure we getting all your information out there. You at home, so you can kick it with us, man. This feed the world.
Tell them for doing it. Just shout it out. Tell them that you shouted them out on the show and tell them to tune in. That's how we're going to do it. We're spreading the word.
Yeah,
that's how
Southpaw, can I get a cup of Kool-Aid? Because I'm kind of thirsty right now. Could you handle that for me?
I got you, but, you know, I might spike it with a little vodka right now. You in for that?
Oh, Southpaw.
Vodka and Kool-Aid.
Vodka and red Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
That's a new drink.
What the hell is Red? Why ain't he called in yet? But yeah, man, I'm here. I'm listening, and I'm on the line. You let me know when you need me to call in, and I'm here. I just you know, I'm gonna be a regular listener from now on, just like I am every Sunday. For what? For what, Five Alive? Is he still on the line? Five still on
Five
the line?
Alive?
Yeah, no, every Sunday. What are we tuning in? Every Sunday? What are we tuning into?
Oh, Feed the Wolves.
I've got him. Feed the
Wolves
Radio. Blogspot.com. Feed the Wolves Radio. That's how we do it. And the Diva Mary Kay Show. I'm logged in every week, and everybody else better be too.
That's right, because we feeding the wolves. Don't miss out on your mail, man. Put that out there again, Soft Water Dog, because we talked over you. Put that information out there again.
Which part?
The Feed the Wolves Radio.
Oh, yeah, blogtalk.com/feedthewolvesradio and blogtalk.com. What was it? Mary Kay Diva.
Oh,
man, you,
no,
you,
I got
you switched
you.
Up on Mary Kay Diva Spot ENT. Was that what it was?
Yeah, it's Diva Spot ENT. But I'm your host,
yeah.
Diva Mary Kay. I ain't mad.
Shout out.
We
shout
put
out
them in
South
each
Park.
And every Thursday. They're going to Five Alive on the line. Let's put them in.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm still here.
All right, we're going to pull in 347-601.
That's Red. That's Ricky Red right there.
Red, all right, what's going on?
Shout out.
The
shout
out. Yo, we got to definitely open up the line for you. You hear us? We live. Can you hear us?
I hear you. Feed the Wolf sound from the building. It's about to laugh.
We got Ricky Red. Yeah, that's my man right there. He finally calling in. He's always a listener. He's like, yo, Paul, man, call in. Yo, Paul, man, call in. And I'm like, I want to call in, but I'm in the studio right now. Or, you know, he's always pushing me to call in. But now this is the first time me and Ricky Red been on the line together. So what's good, Red? What's good?
Good shit. You know what it is. Same shit, different day. Getting it in.
Red gets some dollars. So much
production.
He tattooed it on his palm.
Beat Stars Production, the official Feed the Wolves.
Beat Stars. There we go. That's what I was trying to shout out. Beat Stars Production. When you hear that new one that I sent you, No Hook, which I don't know if that's the final name or not, but Beat Stars Productions made that beat.
Shout out to
Boy the Pharmacist. You know what I'm saying? West Niles, man.
That's right. Glad you shouted them out, man. That's how we doing it around here, man. Hey, shout out to you, Future Guru. On the
what
head,
up, Ricky
on
Red?
My
What's
G, up,
we on the Grizzly for real. Nobody's playing.
Yeah. Five Alive Live, too.
Nah, he should be coming. He's coming. He got off, but he's going to come in a few minutes. Well, not necessarily a few seconds, he coming. But we glad that you tuned in, man. Like, that's definitely what's up. And you definitely got a nice attention over there. I Googled all of y'all. Yo, when I Googled Soft Paw the Dog, I'm going to tell you how many things came up. 14,200 things came up when I Googled you.
And you want to know why? It all boils down to Ricky Red right there.
That's
I tell
right.
you, if it wasn't for him, if it wasn't for the work that he put in and the grind that he put on, when you Googled my name, it wouldn't mean that man has been hitting that computer. He's been hitting everything he possibly can, not just in America, but all over the world. And if it wasn't for Red, then when you Googled me, it wouldn't be what you seen. So that's all that man right there, grinder.
That's what's going on.
What shit, how many times, Paul, in 4 years have we gotten burnt in this industry?
At least 80.
A lot of bullshit.
I met Shorty Lowe. I met Lil Boosie. I met Webby. I opened for him. You know what I'm saying? We chilling. We smoking blunts together. Excuse me, children. But, I mean, you know, sometimes there's a lot of liars in this game. And that's another thing I'll teach the children is believe, believe 100% of what you see, half of 50% of what you hear, because people lie, and you got to trust your gut. And, you know, there's been tons of times me and Red didn't trust our guts, and we just were like, yo, man, this is the time, and it just wasn't the time. We was around bad people, like the free promotion that we still get from that van, but, you know, you got to keep going, always keep moving.
Yeah.
And that's
definitely louder than words.
Well, that's what, Ricky Red, what's the next thing that you, well, what's one of the things that you want to do? Because our youth is lost, and that's exactly why me and Future Guru 100 came in together to do this,
show Feed the Wolves Diva Edition hip-hop history, because it is about hip-hop history. And if we don't pay homage to those coming, those who came before us and those in the games now, we're going to get more Waka Flockas. But what I'm saying is, that's right. I love it. I said it.
Eva Marie, listen, what you just said.
He knows this shit is trash.
Oh, man. Yeah, yo, I love that. I love
that. Let's keep the
we're
going to
have more
Flockas.
Thank
you. Yeah, we don't need no more Waka Flockas and Teach Me How to Dougie. You know what? I ain't even really mad at Teach Me How to Dougie. I take that back. But music. No, music should be about.
It's the executives.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones who are to blame. They brainwash the community. They play it on the radio over and over, so they brainwash them. And that's all the kids hear on the radio all day.
But to be totally honest with you, none of it means nothing. You know what I'm saying? It all means nothing. In the end of that song, what did you take from it? You know what I mean? And since we're talking about hip-hop history, I feel like I have a need of just, you know, everybody I think tonight should give a little bit of what their influence came from. And I have a little, like, list of who I feel may, you know, touched me in life. Can I just list off a few for you?
You better do it.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to go right back. First of all, I'm going to shout out my boy Lee. My boy Lee Bennett, also known as Richard Rowe, the person who taught me how to rap. I'm talking taught me how to rap at 12. And I'm going to go straight back and start off with Outkast, Southern Playlist, the Cadillac, Funky Music, first album they ever had. I'm going to say Tupac. I'm going to say Public Enemy. I mean, by the time I get to Arizona, give me a break. I'm going to say Onyx. I'm going to say House of Pain. I'm going to say The Roots. I'm going to say The Lords of Brooklyn, Dos Effex, The Youngsters, Death Squad, Leaders of the New School, where it's Old School Buster, Beastie Boys, Run DMC, Ludacris. Throw in some Rage Against the Machine, because I love people with a message. N.W.A., Snoop, Dre, Eazy-E, Tone Loc, Young MC, LL Cool J, The Bush Babies, Hieroglyphics, Common, Mos Def. I don't know. I could probably keep going on, but
that's what's up, man. We appreciate that.
People
I don't
that
know. I'm offended. I'm offended right now because you left out the B.I.G. Are you crazy?
I apologize. I apologize to all the New Yorkers listening right now. B.I.G. B.I.G. My apologies to all the New Yorkers listening right now who want to slit my throat. But
that's definitely what's up, Ricky Ray. Ricky Ray, who is your influence, man? That for hip hop history.
Oh man, back
Mob
in the
Deep.
Day,
shit, Charlo. I forgot about that. I know he was about to say it. I stole it from him.
What's that?
Mob Deep.
Oh yeah. I was always a Mob Deep fan, man. Always a Mob Deep fan. That's even before that. Growing up, I was I always had that LL Cool J, that shit, that Mama Said Knock You Out album. I remember that was one of my first albums. Beastie Boys, I listened to them a lot. Who else was when I was back in the day and shit, like, because I'm more from the golden era, you know. Third Base, yeah. I remember filming fucking videos at Third Base and shit up in the basement.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
There's some old school shit, yeah. Special
Pop Goes the Weasel,
Rick.
The Weasel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Fucking Special Ed and Slick Rick. I was a big fan of them. Mm-hmm. Black Moon. Big fan of Black Moon. All fucking day in the early 90s. I was a big fan. Lost Boys, of course. You know, shout out to Cheeks. Rest in peace, Freaky Todd. Big fan of them. You know, I was 20.
Oh, how did I forget
time.
That? Shit.
You know,
somebody,
so
remind
many
me.
Out there.
Somebody remind me. Somebody remind me what the name of the group, which was Redman, it was Eric Sermon.
EPMD?
Huh? No, not EPMD. There was a group. It would be Redman. It was Redman, Eric Sermon. It was also, I think Busta might have been in there. I think.
Nah, you're thinking of Leaders of the New School, though.
Nah, man, it's not Leaders of the New School. It was around Onyx time, but it was like a mix of like five different artists that were all solo artists, but they came together and formed a squad. What was that?
Talking about with Keith Murray.
Keith Murray might have been in it. They was all in this basement with hoodies and all black on, and they was just getting it in.
Well, let's see if we can get that answer, because we got a call on the line. I want to call in and show some love. 718-669, you live on the line. What's going on?
It's shaking. It's domination in the building. What's up, dude?
Damo.
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 What's
good?
Put your pants for Damo.
What is new, Damo?
Oh.
Oh, my. you need to play that applause, man.
Hey,
That's what it is. Show that love. There we go.
I see. I got the movement moving.
Yeah, man. No.
Definitely.
Glad to have you on, my G.
Loving what y'all doing. Loving what y'all doing on Twitter. Loving what y'all doing on the whole situation. I just joined Twitter, so, you know, I'm new
to
the whole thing. We're going to
go ahead and welcome you to Twitter.
I
got to
see your face every day on WorldStar.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
We all over, man. We all over.
Got to shout out Mikey T, the movie star, right now.
Of course, Mikey T, the movie star.
I'm all up in there.
The promo team, you know, everybody, Diva, like, you know, everybody that's keeping the movement moving, you know?
You already know.
Hell yeah. Well, we here, though.
Hey, it was Hit Squad, wasn't it? Hit Squad. We got that applause on deck for you, boy. I'm over here Googling, man. Was it Hit Squad? Hit Squad, right? Yeah, I think it was Hit Squad.
Death
All
Squad,
right.
You talking about?
I wouldn't have been able to sleep tonight if I didn't figure that out. Yo, Damo, man, I missed you last time you was in town. I'm sorry, man. We had fun last time, though. You came in the studio and killed it. Just like, oh, what track? Oh, four of them? Cool. I got a verse for all of them. I'm going to write it right now.
I got to email you that. I'd be on my own shit so we could spin that off tonight. You get a lot of good feedback on that.
Yo,
now we got Damo on the line. Got to shout out Ferrari S too. Now we got Damo on the line. Shout out to Ferrari S.
Ferrari S. Mother Low, Five Alive, Young Dice, Bang Smurf, Diva Mary.
Hey, Damo.
K, you already know, man. Everybody is
you
in the building
know.
Right now.
Hey, Damo, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yo, I got a question for you. Who is your hip hop? Who inspired you in hip hop from the old school? Like, who are the people that you pay homage to?
I pay homage to everybody in hip-hop that did something for hip-hop that was worthwhile. I pay homage to people like Wu-Tang. Y'all gonna kill me for this, but Black Just, hey, y'all, ho.
Oh!
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, Shaheem contributed to hip-hop, you know, like Tupac, my favorite, of course, Outlaws, Yuck Mouth, Loonies, like AZ got to be in my top, Nas, JB.
Damn, how'd I forget that too? Shit.
51 Mac and them, you know, the first family, MOP, of course. And my personal influence is Freaky Ty. Not because he's the best rapper in the world, because he come from the same environment that I'm from, you know what I'm saying? The same area that I'm from. And he did something with his life, you know, like Ty was a different type of dude. He kept it all the way 100, all the way around, you know?
R.I.P. R.I.P.
You know?
Fugees. I forgot
Big
the Fugees.
Big L, you're going to make me forget. Big L, Big Pun. Like, yeah, man. Dougie Fresh, Slick Rick, niggas like that. Like, that's who I pay homage to.
That's what's up. All the youth that's listening right now, you're getting your hip-hop history, man. You're getting your hip-hop history. It's so important. All these names that they spit in now, the Lost Boys, even going back to Public Enemy, Eric B., Rockwell, the Tribe Called Quest.
I'm looking at my females,
Queen
Latifah, Moni in the Middle. How can I forget those? Yo-Yo.
I forgot about the Fugees, man.
I got to
say
homage to a lot more of them. But Queen Li is my favorite hip-hop MC of all time. And shout out to Nicki Minaj, because they're getting at my home girl, but we holding her down. We all queens. We all in. I don't care where you from. Salute Nicki Minaj if you're a female, because real talk, she holding the girls down. Ain't nobody else in hip-hop doing it right now. I see all these other girls coming at her when they should try to join her and build the empire up instead of doing the self-destruction shit they doing, you know?
Wow.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I give credit to Nicki Minaj, but on the other end, I disagree. Because the image Nicki Minaj let them make her.
Hold on one second.
Yeah, but I understand everybody got their crazy image, but at the end of the day, you a role model. No matter how, no matter what you want to do or how
so
you want to think, you still got the youth walking around.
I'm tired of grown women. So was Rick James. So was Michael Jackson. So was Prince.
That's right.
So was
But at the same time, what is Nicki Minaj? I got a question. What's Nicki Minaj doing for the youth?
For the youth?
Sending money to the babies of Haiti. What's Nicki Minaj doing for the youth?
She's donating out there. She got a.
That's
she,
right.
Trust me, she's doing a lot for the youth.
I understand. Now, if
you
got a little daughter,
she's not as ignorant as her stylist. Like, you know, like
thank
she,
you.
I heard a rap about you. You just answered my whole question.
She's not as ignorant as her style. Thank you very much. And while we're talking about good styles right now, we about to get into the music because this situation to get heated. Let's take it all the way back to the lifestyle of the Rich and Shameless, man.
Let's do it.
We're going in.
Yeah.
Go.
I want to make a fact.
On the road to the riches, bagging bitches. He's in clubs, taking pictures, drinking bingo, always rich events. His lifestyle is rough, well, when he's down, got the shorty name bad. He stays on the ass. He started singing at the age of 17. His heart's made of steel, gave his mind full of green. He got his first bounce, made a grand 400. Rebuild and get fresh, the other bills to be blooded. And with the leather G, he brought the leather O. The next thing you know, man, he's breaking in the dough. He put his people down to say that's only right. For them to get and them is mad tight. Set up for organization, organized on the block. Nobody's singing on the block. Hey, yo, we got this block on lock. And it's the lifestyle of the rich and the shameless. Some die with the name. Lives out in Queens, push the red ball back. Pumping weight, in an out of state, life is late, see your lifestyle is straight, wait. These interlicky shots, stick and block, start a shorty on the team. The shorty's into pick and lock, making sure you take your trips cross seas. So enough to say flash, and cash, baby, sad. And with the cat, that love back and gas, full of roof, back, full of roof, baseball hat. Or in the pool, stay right, getting high soon. Next group, the deep, got deep, can on God proof. It's all the same shame. My man did that thing and the head. 20 bills off of a buck, 20 sack of verses. Sounding rapper, yet the fiends kept coming back. I'm trying to put my lifestyle in order. The game's mad deep, I keep my feet above the water. For the bitch, got the wife and the kids. The name is hiding in the plane, so out the game I slid. For now I'm into making it with my men. I hustle with my style, cook up works with my pen. Mr. G representing the gutter. Freaky side, getting lied up my brother.
Hello. 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 H
welcome back, welcome back, y'all. The lifestyle of the rich and shameless. Some die with the name, some die nameless.
Oh, that joint sounded so serious. That sounded good right there.
Y'all should have played the remix, man.
We're getting in our
remix is crazy.
Oh, that's definitely what's up, man. It's about the. It's about that hip-hop history, man. It's about that hip-hop history. And I just want to clear the air. Diva Mary Kay ain't mad at Miss Minaj. I got a lot of respect for her. But Diva Mary Kay is for the youth. I'm for the youth. See, we building women. We building men. See, we need meat and potatoes. Because I can easily, you know, go get me 10 pounds of plastic on my chest and 20 pounds of plastic on my butt and getting famous. But let's teach our kids to use their minds as a weapon. That's your tool, baby. The information, your knowledge.
But you know what? She getting more criticism than anybody. Lil' Kim did it. Foxy did it. Like, you know.
Lil' Kim can get it, too. She can definitely get it, too. Little Kim can get it too, and now how ironically it's a black cat fight between the both of them. Little Kim, when she had that video crush on you with all the new wigs, she coming out grabbing all her stuff and whatnot. That's what we teaching our sisters to do. You gotta be kidding me.
I got a question. Do y'all think that that's good for the game that Kim and Nicki Minaj is going at it?
Nah, it's whack. It's actually whack.
I think it's bad. I think it's whack. I think it's sad. I think that they should have been in United. I think it's so whack, and I think it's unnecessary that, you know, when you in the industry to make you a puppy. Look what they puppies. Little Kim and Nicki Minaj is the industry puppy. They let them, I mean, they got their own original styles. Don't get me wrong, and I'm not taking from neither one of them that they're impeccable lyricists. Don't get it messed up. They'll rip you, but it's just the image. Here, put this on. Put your back out. Poke your chest out. It's, you know, sex sells.
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, after all the sex is gone, after the butt, then what?
Right,
damn, everybody
right.
got quiet.
We got to get it. If it's going to be a battle now, it got to be Nicki versus Black Queen that you looking for and that positive tip. So where they at? We got to get them out. We got to bring them out. You can call in that.
It's a small thing to a giant, baby. Don't play Future Guru 100. It's a small thing to a giant.
No, I'm talking about get a battle going on with Nicki Minaj and somebody positive. Where they at? Let's get them on the show. We need that positive, strong Black woman queen that Diva Mary Kay looking for to step out front. You know, take Nicki Minaj on. That's what I'm trying to get at. I'm just saying, make it something healthy. Yo, let's flip that, you know. We can't have Kim and Nicki Minaj going out and they look alike. I'm trying to hear that right now. That's my point.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting at right now. That's what we're talking about right now. We got two lookalikes going at it? All right, think about it. That's design. It was designed that way.
That's right, you ain't lying. Me in full effect over here, though, man. You already know, Feed the Wolves the Movement.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it, man. Let's do it. Diva Mary Kay, what's going on in your world?
What's going on in my world? I'm just enjoying myself, feeding these youths, man, mm-hmm. giving back to the youth, bringing good music. I brought Feed the Wolves Movement. Shout out to Bangor, man. I got meat and potatoes here for these kids, man.
That's right.
You know, and big shout out to Future Guru 100 because he always on his grind and he is the one that introduced me to the movement and said, yo, check out the music. And he made sure I was on my grind. He didn't just say, here's the music. He said, hear it. Don't listen.
Hear it.
Hear what they're saying. And he quizzed me. Don't get me wrong. He holler at me.
What does Feed the Wolves say, actually?
Yo, Feed the Wolves say a whole bunch of things. It's everywhere. It's a movement. It's about you being on your grind, man. Feed the Wolves is
24/7.
Yo, man, shout out to Maybach Tyson.
Father Rob said he another face in the cloud. What? Money Mo said what? One body, two bodies, one suspect? Let's get it.
Yeah, we're going to give a shout out to Maybach Dice who are out there killing them in Florida right now.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely
Miami. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we definitely putting that on deck right now. So we got them shouts out. We got them shout outs in this evening. Yeah, we definitely did that. That's what we're trying to do. And we appreciate everybody just showing love on Southpaw night. We featuring Southpaw and everybody else gonna get their shine. We showing that love to the fans.
That six shout out to all live at tip.com and store. Yo, get it out there, man. Let's do it, man. I'm featured on a couple of tracks on there, you know, hosted by Bangle Smurf. Shout out to Ricky Red, you know. Let's do it, man.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do that.
We definitely about to get into more Southpaw the Don music, man. This cut right here, you know, I like what it says in it. It says, money ain't everything. Money ain't everything, y'all. You know what I'm saying? You can't, it's all right, but money ain't everything. Y'all stay tuned because we feeding the wolves, man.
That's right.
Yeah.
I've been up and I've been down. I realize money ain't everything. Hit up the club, pop champagne. But look into my eyes, you can see I'm in pain. Oh no. And everybody wanna be a baller, but money don't solve the problem. Cause I've been up and it don't change. And now I know that money ain't everything. I got a pocket full of guap and a card with no limit. Got a loft to New York and a condo in the Caribbean. The bitches come and go, but they don't know just who I really am. So in the end, I'm lonely, just me and a couple million. It's funny how money's something you want till you got it. And realize that money ain't gonna solve all your problems. Matter of fact, you're a target for all the people who wanna pretend to be your friend, but really wanna get in your wallet. And it's so hard to decipher the real ones from the phonies. Who's your fam or who's an enemy disguised as your homie? The good girls you bring home to your mother and wife up from the club, hopping holes in the golden slut. When people wonder why my eyes are full of so much pain, why I despise the money, the spotlight, and the fame, and why I wish I never ever stepped foot in the game. Well, it's cause money ain't everything. Go ahead and sing it now. I've been up and I've been down. I realize money ain't everything. Hit up the club, pop champagne. But look into my eyes, you can see I'm in pain. Trying to figure out a way to pay rent and I peaked the shit. I was happy having busted ass shoes on my feet. And still happy every time she threw my ass in the street. Cause we fought like Ike and Tina, but she loved me for me. Before I ever had a video on MTV. And back then when somebody had to call the police, at least I had my motherfucking privacy. But nowadays I can't fart inside a public place without TMZ cameras all up in my face. I got my mother calling me, saying I'm a disgrace. Cause every day my fucking name's all over the front page of some bullshit rag mag in a grocery store, saying I'm a dirtbag in an industry whore. These motherfuckers won't hesitate to shit on my name, and that's why money ain't everything. Go ahead and sing it now. And I've been down. I realize money ain't everything. Hit up the club, pop champagne. But look into my eyes, you can see I'm in pain. Oh no. And everybody wanna be a baller, but money don't solve your problems. I've been up and it don't change. And now I know that money ain't everything.
Yeah. Think you want it till you got it, and then see how many problems it brings. See if you still want it.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome back, y'all. I love that cut right there, man.
That song is fire, definitely.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Southpaw still on the line?
He coming.
Oh,
we going to open up the 9-5. We gonna open up the 954 while we waiting on the 954-367. You live on the line. What's going on?
Yo, yo, yo! It's Mikey T, the movie star. What's good?
Yo, that's all it is. Yo, we definitely official right now.
Yeah,
official right now. Dama, you already know.
Mikey T, big shouts out to you for calling in, man. We definitely official now. We got the whole movement on the piece right here, man.
You already know.
That's a beautiful thing, man. Shout out to Mikey T, the movie star, for working so hard, putting out them quality HD videos. You already know, man.
Yeah.
MT Movie Star. MT Movie Star. That's the
word.
Twitter. You already
shout
know
out Bangham Smurf, Soldier Boy.
South Paul is here.
If y'all got
the show on the laptop or on another phone, we're going to hear Apple, y'all, so just try to turn them down.
Nah, I was running out the house because I had to go in and grab my cigarettes, and the shit was playing, so everybody in. I got a house full of people right now listening to the show, you know?
Yo,
so I got to keep it rolling.
Everybody that's tuning in, man.
Shout out. Making sure everybody's listening to the movement.
That's right.
Mikey T, what's good with you, boy? Where you at, man?
Yo, hold up 1 second. I'm in FL right now, man, chilling.
Who's in FL?
Mikey T is in FL right now, chilling.
Oh, yeah, Mikey T, man. We got to get down, man. You've been in Florida for a minute. I got to make my way down next week to where you're at. Holla at you.
Word, I'm right by Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, I know, man. I've been dealing with this court shit, but I'm coming down there. Ricky Reddita, it'll probably be next week or the week after. We coming down. We're going to holler at you and make something happen.
Word, yo, for real, man. I had to behave, and I got down here.
Yeah, and while we got everybody listening, man, we just want to make sure and make it real clear that everybody that show love tonight is going to be featured on Feed the Wolves Diva Edition with exclusive interviews and what's going on in their careers right now. So we definitely encourage everybody to keep tuning in at this, at this spot right here, Diva Spot ENT. You know, it's definitely official, and Feed the Wolves Diva Edition is official, like, Thursday nights, 9 p.m. and 6 on the West Coast, man. This is how we're going to be bringing it with the classic hip-hop on top of it. Come on, man. You can't lose.
Blogtalk.com/DivaSpotENT. Don't forget that.
There you go. You said
forget
that
about, don't forget about it. Sunday night, blogtalk.com/FeedTheWolvesRadio.
That's
gotta
right.
Listen in.
That's right.
Hard right.
You got to tune in.
Money Mo, Five Alive, Bangham Smurf, Ferrari S, Maybach Dice, all my people.
Good money, Damo. Damo, definitely got to text me your math. I'm going to definitely be setting up the interview for you soon, like next couple of weeks, man. So I need you to get that music to me, man. So I'm just putting that in while I got you. Yeah, so don't worry. I'm going to hit you on. No doubt, I'm going to hit you on.
Hey, and I need all y'all on this new album, all of you.
Definitely. We there. We on.
I think the world needs an everybody track. I think we might.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, radio wants 3 to 3.5 minutes, but I'm saying that we need to make a track that has all of us on it.
Mm. Yeah,
let's get it done. We can
every
get it
single
done.
Person.
Man, you heard it here first, man. They trying to set it on
man.
Fire right now, man. That's what it is, man. For real.
Definitely.
Yeah, We definitely going to get into some more hot bangers. We got this banger, Southpaw, the Dawn, called No Hook, man. How did this joint come about? This is a serious song. How did this joint come about right here?
I mean, there's been a lot of things going on in life lately that made me realize that there's a very few people in this world that you can trust. I love the fact that I can trust my Feed the Wolves fam. I love the fact that I got love from all them. This song, though, it wasn't mostly about me. It was more about touching other people. Like I said before, it's about pulling emotions out of people. That's what makes music great, is when somebody
this
can listen to a
song.
This is my favorite
song from you, South. I ain't get to tell you this. I just listened to it.
I love this song. I can't stop listening
joint.
To it. And the crazy thing is it doesn't have a hook. It doesn't
nah,
have anything that says, oh, I can chant that. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
It's just real. And well, like I said before, it's pulling emotions out of people that makes music. People want to listen to music and be able to relate to it. So when
That's
I wrote
right.
this song, I said we instead of I.
You know what I'm saying? I try to touch people and get to them and let them know it ain't just about me. It's about you and me and how I can help you through your problems, through your earphones. You know what I'm saying? So that's where that song came about. And to be totally honest with you, I freestyled the whole song into the studio. I mean, I got in there, I had maybe 8 bars, but then I did 2.5 more minutes. So it was all freestyling it.
Yeah, that's the shot. Well, we about to get into this hot track right here. South Part of Dawn in the building. This joint right here is called No Hook, man. Feed the Wolves.
See, I ain't here to make a dollar, but I really wanna follow. Ring a loyal people who see more when I sing than a beat or a snare or a cuss word here and there. They can feel me in their veins and nothing really compares. And I ain't saying I'm the greatest, but what I am saying is I deserve a spot on the list next to the names of some of rap's biggest icons. Put me in your iPod, see if I don't spark a fire inside of you and take off. And tap a new emotion, touch you a second time. That's what music's about, trying to free your mind. That's why I'm here to reach your worst fears, to throw them on a record for everybody to hear. And you ain't gotta say it, I just said it for you. Now you feel you got the force to open doors, grab your balls and start destroying anyone who ever hurt you. I'll turn their back on you, I'll fuck your girl or boyfriend in the bathroom of a Sonic. You can hear it like a sonnet, it's almost harmonic. Every time they moan and you can feel it in your stomach, it's an unfortunate lesson. It no form of a medicine, a psychological help can help you from obsessing it. But let me stop, hold up a second, I'm off topic. The point of what I'm saying is it all boils down to logic, which is I can make you feel however you wanna feel on any one of my records, cause what I'm saying is real. You wanna cry, then cry with me, die, then die with me. I'm high, get high too, and vibe to these lines with me. Cause I could be your new BFF if you let me. I'll relieve your stress and crawl into your chest when you been empty, and together we can take over the world without a question. Just throw me in your ears and we'll teach them a fucking lesson. It no matter what they say and try to do to get through to us, we'll never let them in. And these mountains about to be moving when we dig in with our toes and take back control. We gave out to those who went and hurt us the most. Fuck a friend or foe, fuck who you know the most. None of it really matters cause everybody is cold. And a little bit of hate resides in everybody's eyes, cause anybody can snitch and anybody can lie. It don't matter if you know. Don't matter if you float them. Don't matter if you pour your heart into a song or poem. You're alone when it's over, and that's when it gets clearer. The only person you can trust is standing in the mirror. And the fear begins to steer its evil head in your direction. You're scared to walk alone, but gotta learn from all the lessons, or the pain was all in vain. Soon you start to feel insane, until you wake the fuck up and redirect all the blame from yourself to the people who've been hurting you for years. Dry your tears and have a cheers for the people we've been dead. Cause without them to harm us, we wouldn't have our armor. We had to fight the battle in order to gain our honor. Now we're on top of the world and ain't a soul here that can hurt us. We made it to the finish and every minute was worth it. Every tear we had to cry and every lie they tried to hide. Or every time that we got fired, went out and caught a DUI. Every punch, slap, kick, push, choke, grab a handful. Abuse, whether it be physical, mental, or verbal. It's all what made us who we are today. We should be thankful for the hateful and ungrateful people who took us for granted. As we stand on top of our own 2 feet, finally planted, we could tell them all respect is not an option. It's demanded we're alive again. Sounded like a siren. Put your thumb and point it together just like a violin. Play a sad melody for all the haters chiming in. And tell them I will no longer swallow my own pride like a vitamin.
Yeah, this song's dedicated to everybody who's fed up with the bullshit, man. Done with it. They just want to stand up on their own 2 feet with their middle fingers up like I'm good. This song's for you.
Danger, which I know about, man.
22A.
Did you want Hummer? You driving this car like that's definitely a hot track.
I got
to
bounce the car.
Man, I got to say the South Park, that track is bananas, man. You know, and I appreciate, you know, you going in like that, you know, showing like that versatility, like, you know, you breaking it down to have your albums make sense, like, you know, so that's how we got to go right now, man. That's the direction. That's the direction. Like, you taking it somewhere else with it. So I definitely want to say, do your thing, man. You know, and that's a serious track right there. You laid into the album.
I appreciate the love. Can y'all hear me?
A little dramatic.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I appreciate the love on that. I mean, it really means a lot because that song meant a lot to me. And I don't know. I'm trying to make this album as versatile as possible. I can't deny the fact that a lot of people compare me to Eminem. But you know what? I'd rather be compared to Eminem than Vanilla Ice, if you get what I'm saying. You know, if people are saying, you know, you sound like Eminem, pardon me that my voice sounds a certain way. Pardon me that I pronounce my words like somebody from the, you know, East Coast, more up north. You know what I mean? I live in Florida now, but I'm from Virginia. So, you know, I may pronunciate different, and I may do things a certain way that he does, but I'm not him. You know, all I can really say is, the reason people compare me to him is because I do what he does, which is draw emotions out of you that you didn't know you had, you know, and I don't take it as hate. When somebody says, you sound like Eminem, I sit there and I say, thank you. I don't go, oh, but this, and try to be in defense mode. I say thank you because that's where it's at, and
what I got from that song right there, and what I can appreciate that about Softball is the adversity. When I heard that song, I can hear adversity. Like I'm going to make it in spite of, you know, and I'm fed up.
It's making it in any situation. It's not just a matter of making it in music. It's a matter of making it in life. It's a matter of standing up on your own two feet and saying, no matter what anyone has to say, or the ill feelings they had towards me, or the hate they had towards me, I demand respect now, and I'm going to get it, and I'm going to stand on my own two feet and fight for it until you give it to me.
And you're going to have a lot of dream haters out there. You definitely got a lot of dream haters out there. Shout out to the haters once again, because if it wasn't
I love the haters.
Pound haters
on Twitter.
Oh, I love y'all so much. Yes, we love y'all. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be in the position, well, not 100%, but we wouldn't have a palate of being in the position that we're in right now. You make us better. Hate on people.
If you don't have
hate
haters, if you don't have haters, you really don't have a following. People hate on what they wish that they could be. And
yes.
that's what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word.
Right.
I got another question for Southpaw, man. I just want to touch on, like, we doing this for the kids, man. I want to break it down, like, now for those that's listening. We doing this for the kids, following, like, a good direction, like, for this game right now. You should be right here, like, listening and tuning in. First of all, we bring the classics, so I want to just ask you about the impact that people that might start being fans, you know, and people that, you know, that's in the age group of, like, 15 to 20, you know, 20 years old, that's, you know, impressionable. You know, what impact do you think you want to have on these cats right now, man? You know, just
the
you
impact
know, just even
I want to have.
Bringing
the impact
from,
I want to have on anybody, no matter what age group is, never hesitate, never ever, ever hesitate to let people, you know, there's a lot of people in this world that will put a wall up. They'll put a giant wall up as far as their feelings go, or letting anybody know what they feel. And through my music, I feel like if you don't feel like you want to say it, let me say it for you. But I would encourage everyone to be able to say it for themselves. Don't hide your emotions. Don't hide how you feel. Put it into whatever direction you want to put it in, whether it be poetry, whether it be acting, whether it be rapping, whether it be whatever you do, comedy, I mean anything, just don't hesitate to be real, because real is what sells. It's not all these gimmicks. It's not all these people that dress up and get in these costumes and wear wigs. We go back to Nicki Minaj and Diva this, and, you know, I hear she's a diva. I give her credit for the music that she makes. But what I'm saying is you don't have to portray anything but what's real. Be real, and people will respect real, and they will feel real. And when it's as real as it can possibly get, there's nothing that they can say that can deny the truth, which is that song made me feel four or five different ways. And when you make good music, you know, because it will touch people, and people will have nothing to say but, damn, you know, after I heard that song, I had to listen to it again because it had me feeling one way, but then I heard it again and it had me feeling another way.
So it's not about music. It's not about anything. It's just a matter of being real at all times. Keep it real. Don't hide your emotions. Let them out. Put them out to the world. You know, there's a big problem when it comes to the youth, which is a lot of people don't like to talk about their problems or talk about what's hurting them or bothering them or making them sad. And the best thing that they can do is release all that. You hold it in, you're going to have a problem. I said it in Reaching for the Stars. You know what I'm saying? In Reaching for the Stars, when I wrote that song, I literally said, you know, that as a grown man, you're not supposed to show these things. But look how that turned out in my childhood when I tried to hide them. It landed me in a place I didn't want to be, you know. And maybe one day when I have my VH1 Behind the Music, you will know what that place was. But right now I'm not going to reveal that. Get to know me better. Google me, like Diva said, you know.
Yeah,
but
I like that. I like that.
The message to the youth is keep it 100% real at all times. Never hide anything. Wear everything on your sleeve, and if people don't respect it or appreciate it, then those are the people you don't need to associate with.
Mm-hmm.
End quote. End quote.
End quote.
End quote. I like
end
that.
Quote.
End quote.
That's definitely what's up. We got about 8 minutes left at the end of the
I'm
show.
I'm sorry I talked too long. I'm sorry.
No, that's good. That's good because this show is about each one teach one, and we going back to the youth and we teaching them, and you definitely drop some important jewels on them. And it's youth out there that heard what you said right now, and you gave them some wisdom and encouragement on today. They needed to hear that. And it's sad that, you know, even if they not our kids, they are kids. But for the parents that's out there listening, it shouldn't have to take for Southpaw, the Dawn, Diva, Mary Kay, Damo, Future Guru, 100, Bingham, Smurf to encourage her child. You should.
No, in all honesty, there's a lot of parents out there that need to learn just as much as their child does. There's a lot of parents out there that need to learn that every action and everything that they do reflects directly on their child. So this ain't just about kids. This is about the world in general. I mean, you need to keep it real 100. You need to, you know, honesty is the best policy. I mean, there's grown folks and young folks that all need to learn from lessons that we could talk today.
And deal with them issues. The big thing now is honesty. Get honest with yourself. Get honest
with
yourself. You
with
yourself.
With who you are, what you're trying to do, and with everyone around you.
Yeah. Because the good thing about it is, you know, a real friend is going to stay with you, going to stick by you, going to stick to you close like a brother. A real friend is going to hurt you with the truth, telling you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. A real friend is going to be there to be an intercessor when trouble surrounds you. They're going to jump in front of you. See, a real friend is definitely going to be there when the troubles of life come at you. That's what a real friend is. You ain't got to be too busy. Everybody want to be somebody, but you don't want to be yourself. But at the end of the day, when you take off, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, and if in the end of the day you're part of a family, never betray it. If in the end of the day you find a group of people that share the same values as you, and have the same respect and have the same honor and have the same loyalty, respect that. Never, ever be disloyal or take that for granted.
Respect your family. Respect when they're telling you that you're doing something to hurt them. Don't brush that off.
Not just your personal family. Not just your blood family. I'm talking about people that you meet and you know they're real and you can feel they're real from the instant you meet them. Shout out to Damo. He came to my home. I met him, real dude, came back in town, called me, what's up, what you doing, you know what I mean, we didn't get in contact, but that's fam, everybody's fam, from Bangham, Ferrari, Damo, Money Mo, Five Alive, Dice, I mean, Red, I mean, everybody, Diva Mary Kay, I'm in love with you after the first night I've been on your show, you're a great host. And that's family right there, and that's most important, whether it be blood, whether it be people that you know you can trust, keep it real.
Wow, that's definitely what's up, man. I'm just so thankful that I was able to give, you know, on the international level, and not just for the kids, because Paul the Dawn just stepped the game up and was like, you know, it's for the kids, but it's for everybody. because all the kids just don't go through this. Everybody go through this.
Everyone has something to learn. You're never too old to learn something new. You're never too old to change.
Y'all got to let go of those issues. You know, start living life for what it is. Be thankful. Get rid of your attitudes and get some gratitude. Too many attitudes out there. Get rid of them attitudes and get some gratitude for on today, man. We got about 4 minutes
left. Damn, woman, when are you going to start rapping? I like the way you're rhyming right now.
I'm an activist. I ain't a rapper. I'm an activist. I just let God use me as a tool to do his will. That's what I'm here for. That's my purpose, to be used as a tool. Well, maybe
I would never
you can teach
you
me a song or two.
You are a tool, maybe, but you are not a tool that is used.
I'm a tool to be used, man. I'm just here to be used as a tool to do God's
will.
That's a little
Nicki Minaj you to say. I need you to give yourself more respect. You are not a tool to be used. You are a tool to be utilized.
Oh, yeah. Definitely utilized by the will of God. Oh, yeah.
There's women like Lil' Kim and Nicki Minaj that are tools to be used. You are a tool to be utilized.
Let me clear that up. I'm a tool to be used for God's will.
All right.
Not my own. He gets the victory, not me. Y'all know I say, y'all the church, don't play. We get spiritual feeding each and every Monday through Friday. But I thank you for coming through, man. Like, it's been a great show, and I really felt like you just came in, you did your numbers, and you kept it real, and that's what I'm looking for at the end of the day. I can definitely, you know, weave out the people who was real. I know when I got chicken, I know when I got beef, and I got real sirloin with you.
If you ever got beef, you give me the names and I'll put a song together. But that's on a whole other note. Great show tonight. I'm very, very impressed. I had a great time.
Appreciate it, man.
Feel free to have me on again for RES. Much love. Thank you for having me on tonight. If it wasn't for you, this wouldn't have happened. Bangham Smurf, love you, dog. Hope to hear from you soon. Everybody in my Feed the Wolves fam, I love y'all. And let's all keep it real. Let's get on that track with everyone. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Good morning.
All right, well, I'm going to keep listening, but I'm going to let y'all go.
Oh, that's
thanks,
bro. Perfect.
Y'all have a good night. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Feature Group 100, I think we did it again, man.
Oh, we did. Oh,
man, it's just the beginning. And you know what? It's the beginning of, like, a serious, you know, the movement is already official, but we just adding it in and keeping that grind. We smacking them with that grind. It's that definite grind. And I'm just proud of it, you know, taking it to the next level. That's all. Just taking it to the next level. That's all.
It's Feed the Wolves, man. Y'all now tuned in live to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition on Diva Spot Radio ENT. Make sure y'all tune in to Feed the Wolves Radio coming this Sunday. Also, make sure y'all tune in again next Thursday to Feed the Wolves Diva Edition Hip Hop History. We're going to have Money More in the building, man. We definitely about to get into this banger one more time because it wouldn't be right if we didn't. It's a soft call to dawn. No hooks, man. We out of here.
Thank you. Thank you.
See, I ain't here to make a dollar, but I really want to follow. Ring a loyal people who see more when I sing than a beat or a snare or a cuss word here and there. They can feel me in their veins and nothing really compares. And I ain't saying I'm the greatest, but what I am saying is I deserve a spot on the list next to the names of some of rap's biggest icons. Put me in your iPod, see if I don't spark a fire inside of you and take off. And tap a new emotion, touch you a second time. That's what music's about, trying to free your mind. That's why I'm here to reach your worst fears, to throw them on a record for everybody to hear. You ain't gotta say it, I just said it for you. Now you feel you got the force to open doors, grab your balls and start destroying anyone who ever hurt you. I turn their back on you, I fucked your girl or boyfriend in the bathroom of a Sonic. You can hear it like a sonic, it's almost harmonic. Every time they moan and you can feel it in your stomach. It's an unfortunate lesson, it's no form of a medicine. A psychological help can help you from obsessing it. But let me stop, hold up a second, I'm off topic. The point of what I'm saying is it all boils down to logic, which is I can make you feel however you wanna feel on any one of my records, cause what I'm saying is real. You wanna cry, then cry with me. Die, then die with me. I'm high, get high too, and vibe to these lines with me. Cause I could be your new BFF if you let me. I'll relieve your stress and crawl into your chest when you feel empty
and together we can take over the world without a question. Just throw me in your ears and we'll teach them a fucking lesson. It no matter what they say or try to do to get through to us, we'll never let them in. And these mountains about to be moving when we dig in with our toes and take back control. We gave out to those who went and hurt us the most. Fuck a friend, a foe, fuck who you know the most. None of it really matters cause everybody is cold. And a little bit of hate resides in everybody's eyes, cause anybody can snitch and anybody can lie. It don't matter if you know them, don't matter if you float them, don't matter if you pour your heart into a song or poem. You're alone when it's over, and that's when it gets clearer. The only person you can trust is standing in the mirror, and the fear begins to steer its evil head in your direction. You're scared to walk alone, but gotta learn from all the lessons, or the pain was all in vain. Soon you start to feel insane, until you wake the fuck up and redirect all the blame from yourself to the people who've been hurting you for years. Dry your tears and have a cheers for the people we've been dead. Cause without them to harm us, we wouldn't have our armor. We had to fight the battle in order to gain our honor. Now we're on top of the world and ain't a soul here that can hurt us. We made it to the finish and every minute was worth it. Every tear we had to cry and every lie they tried to hide, or every time that we got fired went out and caught a DUI. Every punch, slap, kick, push, joke, grab a handful. Abuse, whether it be physical, mental, or verbal, it's all what made us who we are today. We should be thankful for the hateful and ungrateful people who took us for granted. As we stand on top of our own 2 feet, finally planted, we could tell them all respect is not an option, it's demanded. We're alive again, sounded like a siren. Put your thumb and point it together just like a violin. Play a sad melody for all the haters chiming in, and tell them I will no longer swallow my own pride like a vitamin.
Yeah, this song's dedicated to everybody who's fed up with the bullshit, man. Done with it. They just want to stand up on their own 2 feet with their middle fingers up like, I'm good. This song's for you.